While a public vote on whether to repeal the ordinance is on the November ballot, Monday's Wakulla County Commission vote centered around what should be done during the months leading up to the referendum. And in a 4-1 decision, commissioners repealed the ordinance requiring a 75-foot buffer zone around the county's wetlands during a final public hearing on the issue.
I think that the board has acted, in the words of one of our citizens, irresponsibly and recklessly to do this before allowing the citizens to voice their opinion.
Howard Kessler, who cast a lone dissenting vote, says he, along with many residents who attended the meeting, were disappointed by his colleague's decision, expected to take effect next week.
So from 10 days from now until November 4th, if the citizens vote the wetlands protections back in place, during that period of time, people can build without the buffers. When you eliminate or negatively impact the buffer, you are negatively impacting our wetlands.
The Wakulla County Commission has tried several times to repeal the ordinance that came after complaints from property owners living near the wetlands and developers about how hard it was to develop the land with the buffer zone in place. A petition that received thousands of signatures got the matter on the ballot. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.